We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We just mentioned Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and the Gemara wants to know what exactly is Machlokes. My the Tanya learned in a Brisa. The first word of the line is Ikar Rabbanon. So right after that, Mahi. What is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon? Tanya learned in a Brisa. It says in the pasuk regarding Bechor, it says Ki Esav Bechor Ben Asnua Yakir Losers Loi Pishnayim Bechol Hashem Atzlo. The word Yakir is teaching us Yakirenu LaAcher, that you could point them out, and the people don't recognize them. You say this is the Bechor, and you're believed. Mekana Rav Yehuda Neman Odom Leimar Ze Bni Bechor. We see from here that a person's believed to say this son of mine is the Bechor. And Rehuda goes further, it says, Kushem Shineman Odoloimar, Zebni Bechar, just like you have an emanus to say which child is a Bechar, Kach Neman Odom Loimar, Zeb Ben Grusho, Zeb Ben Chalutso. You also Neman to say that this son is basically a Chalal, is married to a Ben Grusho, that I am married to a Grusho, and this son is my son from a Grusho, a Chalutso. He's believed, just like believed that is a bechor from the word yakir. He's also believed to say that this child is a cholol and not kosher vakuna because he can say about himself that he married a grusha. Now, first of all, the question is, where do you see that in Amonis? The Amonis is yakir, is about bechor. So the Rashbam over here, like in the fifth wide line, says v'svarahu, the fifth narrow line. V'svarahu, he said v'dechsev yakir mali bechor mali doacha. He says yakir. So what's if it's bechor something else? Tosfos right away jumps on this. Tosfos on top of the Amud says Tamil b'fish neman lebechar neman gam lepasul loymar shuven grusha lechlusa. What's up? Tosfos has two truths. One Tosfos is that you neman to say on your second son that he's the bechar. If the second son is a bechar, so who's the first son? Obviously, the first son's a mamzer. So does Gufa, the Torah says you neman to say that the second kid is a bechar. Vice Tosfos you have nemanis about yichus also. Because they're both your son. So they're both, you know, in your family. It came from your wife, Mustama. So you say, this one's my Bechar, so where's the other one from?
Mom's not a Bechar.
What?
Mom can't be a Bechar.
So he's saying it's from Ish Acher, not a Bechar. Of course, Mom's can't be a Bechar. It's not from him. It came from the lady with someone else, so obviously it's not a Bechar. So since you believe the second one's Bechar, not the first one, obviously you're saying the first one came from a different husband. And you are married past 20 years, so it must be...
Can't be saying that he's older?
No. This one has a white... This guy has a beard, another one is still in grade school. He's a tiny kid. I'm saying they're 10 years apart. Sometimes you can't say 10 years apart. So that's one pshat raya, that Yakir is pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. The second pshat in Taisha says that Yakir is going back on a Ben HaSanua, which means someone who has... Snuah means Tam Snuah, means Snuah bin Snuah, that there's a problem in the marriage, says Yakir, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's Bechar, that you never not only to say Bechar, you also never by Grusha ben Chalutza. But there's another kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. We know there's a klal, Ein Odom Meisim Asmei Rasha. So here, how can you be believed that you married a Grusha? You're not allowed to marry a Grusha. So how could it be that you never meant to say that this kid is a Ben Grusha, you're automatically implicating yourself and saying that you are a Rasha? And how do you do that? That's not an amonis to say yourself as a Rasha. So and he'll be a palgino, and then it would work. We hold. He can't be palgino. So that then Mukesh talks about. As Mukesh says, he's a shaygig. He says the shaygig. So then it's not shabig averi. That's the teretz of the Mukesh Yosef. The Rishash says the teretz is that the zayyad duash and nasa grusha. Everyone knows he married grusha. Not be making himself a rasha. Everyone knows he's a rasha. The question is, this child noilad from that. And that's what he's neman for. That'll take off the nazar. That's what Rishu the Shida. Rishu holds a yakir. You have an amonis to say, even in Kenegar Chazaka, even if someone else was Muxik to be the Bechar, you're never to say that this child is the Bechar. The father has an amonis. In a case where we don't know who the Bechar is, which means like this, like we spoke out a few times already, that Mechalik Yehuda Rabbanon is dafka if it's connected a muchzik. If there's a muchzik one way, and you're saying the other way, are you neman? But if there's no muchzik, we're just not sure which one's the Bechar, the father is neman, even according to the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Yakir, that much agrees to the Yakir, that the neman to say which one is which. Just you're not neman connected a chazaka. Frankly, Gemara, to say which one is which, what do you need a pasuk for that? L'may hilchasol meisiv loy pishnayim loy el achar. It could be a stranger. You leboil a meisiv leib matana milo yavle. You give him matana. So with migu that give him matana, I can say b'yerusha pishnayim. Chayav a migu. Loy tricha. The more answer is there's no migu here because one mechasim shenafel achem kan. Nechasim that came after he made his tzava. So by his tzava he has a migu. He could have given matana. But anything afterwards, he can't give matana. Something that's not bala olam yet. So that's why you need an amanus of Bechar. Freit the Gemara, the Ramea, the Oma, Odom, Makne, Dova, Shaloi, Bala, Oilam, they could be Makne, something that didn't come to the world, still have a Migu. I have a Migu to say this guy is a Bechar because I could have gave him a present. And even though I didn't get the money yet, I could be Makne, Dova, Shaloi, Bala, Oilam. So, La Yaka Lamali. Mara says, when a Chasim, Shanof, Lo, Kishu, Geisis, to when a Chasim that fell to him, when he's a Geisis, he cannot give it to anyone because he can't talk and there's no Migu anymore. So for that, you need an amonis of Pishnai. For that, you need an amonis of Pishnai.
When did he point out
to the Gaisis? No, before he was a Gaisis. He couldn't do it in his either. Before he was a Gaisis. So anything happens afterwards, that would be negated. That's when you get an amonis. So before that, you have a migu. But for something that you're a Gaisis, you can't give that. So then, you can't give that. So I can tell you, maybe it's for the stuff that he has after he dies. That Teres Bechar doesn't take Pishnai and something he gets after he dies. That's called Rayu. Now, Tosfos points out that sometimes where a mayor holds no makna dov shavolam, something's not avida da'asu. You could have answered that. Talking about things that are not avida da'asu, not going to for sure come. So then there's no makna dov shavolam in for a mayor. Tana Rabban, we have a brisa here that sounds a little like a stira. It is a stira. Tana Rabban, hoyu muchzokim bo yeshu b'char. There was a muchzik that Reuven was b'char. Va'oma ove v'al'achar. And the father said on Shimon, shu b'char. What's the halacha? Nema. That sounds like what? That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. That even though Reuven was the muchzik, the father had the right to say Shimon is the bechor. Next part of the brayso, hoye muchzokim boy she'ina bechor. It was muchzik that Shimon was not the bechor. Va'amu avu bechor, when the father said it's bechor, ain't a nami, not neman. That sounds like the rabbanon. So Moran says, yeah, reisha Rabbi Yehuda b'seif rabbanon. It's a teretz. The reisha Rabbi Yehuda b'seif rabbanon. The reisha is Rabbi Yehuda, and the seif is rabbanon. Mara says further now, a case where you say the father is neman to say that a certain person is a bechor, also you can say that person is your son also. You're neman to say that person is your son. Now, since you have an amanus, you could technically change your mind whenever you want. But we learn from that you only have one chance to say the amanus. You cannot change your mind. Once you have said an amanus, you can't change. The only way you can change your mind is if you could explain your first words. If we could explain your first words and shtims, and it doesn't contradict the second words, then you can still have the nemanis. So the Gemara talks about this. Om Rav Yechran. Omar benihu. A fellow says that this guy, Reuven, is my son. V'chaz v'amah, he says, changes his mind. You know what, this guy is Avdi. He's really my Eved. I'm making a joke. It's not my son, it's my Eved. Ein enami, not neman. Because you never call Eved a son. Once you call this person a son, obviously he's your son. But if you say about this guy Reuven, Avdi was my Eved, v'chaz v'amah benihu, then you have to say, you know what, by the way, he's my son, Neman. Why? Because what you meant Eved means, Meshamash lika Avda, he's a great worker, and he serves me like an Eved. You know, I love him dearly, but he's like an Eved to me. So then you could say Avdi and say Bni, it makes sense. You don't call an Eved a Bni Eved, but you could call a son an Eved sometimes. You call him an Eved, now you change into Bni, that's fine. So that's when it comes to the son regarding Yerusha, whatever they gave for children. But the chilufa based mechas, when it comes to taxes, it's the opposite. Now, you're not chayiv taxes on your son, but an eved is a commodity and you chayiv taxes on that. So, hoya over al beis mechas, you were passing the tax collector, and they asked you, okay, who's this? You got a new eved? No, it's my son. V'chaz v'amah, after he said, avdi, neman, yeneman. Why? Because there we know why he said he's your son, because you wanted to save yourself from the taxes. But if you pass by the tax collector, Omar Avdihu, and then they pay taxes, there's no chance. And you're not Neman there, because why in the world do you say it's Eved? It wasn't Eved. Teretz really is Eved, and then you're not Neman. Huh?
Switch?
It's the opposite halacha, right? It's the opposite halacha. By Beis HaMechas, it's the opposite we said. Before you said a regular son, you don't call Eved a son, but sometimes you will call it Eved a son. You know why? When it comes to taxes. Meisvei, after your kasha. The kasha is from the sefer of this brisa. Meisvei, if this Eved was serving you like a son, And he says his son. Like the stems like before, because he said he never call a eved a son. If he was serving you like eved, and then you change your mind and say, you know what, this guy is not my eved. It's my son. We said before you could say that, because you meant to say is that he's like my eved. So it's Mam Shakasha on Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. So my answer, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Brice is talking about, you didn't stam koma eved. Hashem the korole avda meitzer meyer. You call him avda meitzer meyer, then if you call him like that, then it sure means a real eved. What does that mean? My meitzer meyer. Meitzer avda kuf zuz. That means that this eved is guaranteed to me 100 dinner. That means wherever I bring him, he is 100 dinner. He's a very good Eved, and he has a worth like that. So here you're not neman to say b'ni, because you never call a son avda meitzemeir. Because even if he serves you like an Eved, you don't put a value on it. Only on an Eved, which is a piece of metalim, so then you could call him a price. But you don't call it on a son, and therefore in this case, you cannot change your mind and say b'ni.